I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In Hillsborough County, Florida, a dude is wanted for recording a victim using the bathroom. They're looking for a man that they say filmed a victim at a Brandon office building. The victim saw a man with his phone in his hand recording them while they were using the bathroom. The suspect drove off in a dark gray Toyota Tacoma with a cardboard box in the bed of the truck. The victim described as being between 20 and 25 years old, weighing about 225 to 250 pounds. In the pictures they provided, he's wearing a gray shirt, black shorts, and gray shoes.
Oh, they're going to get him.
I would think. They're asking anyone with information to call the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Did he follow a woman into the bathroom and take her?
No, man. They were standing next to each other. So I'm assuming it was a man.
Well, I just saw a man with a phone in his hand recording them.
This.
Jesus, stop it. You did that way too well.
He knows what he's doing over there.
Done it to Dave a few times.
Chuck's got it down.
I make big money off Dave. Huge money off Dave.
Jesus. Dave.
Yeah. Well, I know. I just stood up confidently.
I mean, that's the easiest one to do. I can show you how to do the other one.
There's this one.
What one? What are you getting there? What are you doing over there?
You're in the stall. I'm on the toilet.
Oh, you're side by side in the stall next to me?
God, Dave again.
Oh, my God. Didn't think I'd have to keep an eye out at work.
Yeah. Well, it's tougher here because it's just a one-person room. So if you see me in there at the same time as you,
something's
up.
Yeah, we don't use the regular gun with multiple people. It's one person, so you'd have a harder time.
Yeah, but that's just what I thought. I was like, okay, the old phone in the hand has got to be the urinal. It's got to be the urinal.
Well, he has the phone in his hand right there.
Right. Oh, is that
clear
him?
Photo
that's him.
Of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's him.
Easily identified.
Oh, wow. Okay, I only thought they had the truck.
No, they have that.
He's doomed.
Yeah, right. He is.
Yeah, he's doomed.
He's got one hand on his crotch and one hand on his phone in the photo.
He's hiding the boner, I guess.
Oh, Lord. Man, meat gazers.
The thing is, though, like, if you look at him, I bet there's a lot of people have no idea he likes the meat.
No, you're right.
You know, this is gonna
no
be
idea.
This is gonna be a gonna big be like, surprise.
Like a good old Southern boy.
Yeah,
hey, you like the meat?
You like me?
Come on!
Woo-hoo!
We saw you.
Hey, meat geyser.
Hey.
Yeah, like he doesn't strike you as
No, you're right.
I mean, he likes meat. As well, but also meat.
Yeah, he's a chubby meat gazer.
He likes a couple different kinds of pulled pork.
Yeah.
Driving his big pickup truck.
I'm telling you, that's a wild thing. That'll ripple through.
Oh yeah, once people get an idea of who this is. See you later.
This would have been a tragic but delicious way to die.
Well, delicious to some.
Two workers at an M&M factory in Pennsylvania had to be rescued yesterday. These two women got trapped in a huge vat of chocolate and couldn't get out.
They were stuck in there?
Yeah.
Now, did they fall in there, or did consume them?
It does not say how they ended up in there. I don't know if they were Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, you need to jump in.
Yeah, I did.
Double dog dare you.
Cannonball.
Oh my God, you did it.
Oh man, if you cannonball in chocolate, I don't think it's, I think it'd be like hitting some kind of weird, like mud. Almost, yeah, like mud, like, but then you'd sink.
Hard smack, and then you sink straight to the bottom. Mm. Then die in the chocolate lung.
It's really hot.
Okay, I guess they were lucky because at that moment, the chocolate was only about waist high.
Oh, so it was low.
So that probably saved them.
Yeah.
Mm. Otherwise, they could have drowned.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to swim. There's no swimming in chocolate.
You have to eat your way out.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe it was above their heads in
there. Okay, we can breathe. We're good. We're good. That took a little bit, but...
Wrap me in a candy shell and call me Eminem.
Yeah.
Keep sucking, Bebop! Keep sucking!
Don't rescue her yet.
Wait, I'm saying we're not in trouble.
Catch the rope! Catch the rope!
I can't get it, even though it's
You're
right here on my hand.
Someone called 911 about 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday saying the two people weren't hurt, but they were stuck in there and couldn't get out.
So it must be almost like a quicksand type of, like when you go in, it's like wet sand and then you can't even move. You're just frozen.
Yeah. They were taken to a hospital. It sounds like they're going to be okay. This is a quick update from the scene here.
Caution tape blocks the entrance to the Mars Wrigley plant here in Elizabethtown, and first responders have cleared the scene. But 911 dispatchers tell us both victims were rescued and were checked out by paramedics. It was about 2 o'clock this afternoon that workers here called 911 saying that two people were stuck in a tank that had chocolate in it. The Lancaster County Task Force was also on the scene this afternoon. That team is made up of first responders from around the county.
What a scene, huh?
Medical helicopters were also on the scene. Standing by at Elizabethtown High School. Now, we do not know if the victims were transported in those copters, but we do know they were taken to the hospital for evaluation. Now, we're told by workers here that this plant makes a number of different chocolate products. We did reach out to the Mars Wrigley Company to get a response, a comment about the incident that happened here so far. They have not responded to our request.
A hell of a response.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah, they went.
This is America. Women. And there's a chocolate accident.
Yeah. Well, it's chocolate's big. Chocolate's big.
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like they're not messing around. They don't want anyone to die in a vat of chocolate. Do you think they have to get rid of all that chocolate now?
Of course.
Well, that's the thing, right? Unless they have a way to decontaminate it.
No, it's got
to
be.
No, they'll have to. They'll get it rid of it.
I know in this, they were really worried about that same thing.
Don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You're contaminating my entire river. Please, I beg you. Augustine. My chocolate.
He'd be good as dead in Hershey's plant.
My chocolate. My beautiful chocolate.
Don't just stand there. Do something.
Help. Police. Murder.
Quick, Charlie, here.
It would be warm, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So. It could be hot.
It'd be a
and
little
that would
bit.
Burn them, and that's bad.
A little
know.
Bit hot.
I read that in that movie, in that scene with the chocolate river, like there was real chocolate, and it smelled so horrible.
I heard that too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they didn't think about, because they'd have to film for days and days, right? And it went bad. It went like sour.
I didn't realize they used real chocolate.
Yeah, it's all real, I guess.
Hmm.
That's real gross.
It's disgusting.
I was always so mad at Augustus Gloop giving fat kids a bad name.
I know.
I mean, pay attention to the rules.
I would have stuck to the rules just to own the place.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. That did make me mad in that movie.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I love that movie.
I do have to say, and I know this will offend some people.
What? Yes.
I wouldn't want to be stuck in a vat of
it.
Hershey's chocolate.
I knew you wouldn't.
That's
not
like
your favorite.
Hershey's chocolate.
It's not your favorite.
So I.
Tag me, Dave. You can lock me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, pull me out. Take my place.
All right, I'm coming, Dave. Cannonball.
Yeah. He's in his like little Hershey
man thong.
Yeah. Man thong.
Yeah, I assume that whole vat is gone now.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah,
you can't have human people
human
in
chocolate.
It. Human chocolate. No.
Is there some human inside?
Is there some
chocolate?
Is there a market you could sell that to?
Well, probably, but like, don't you think that's bad for marketing?
Hey, we're gonna send all this to like Russia,
Ecuador. Mm. Maybe there's some like underground fat people auctions we don't know about.
Oh, oh God, you might be right. I got a hell of a deal on a bunch of Mars bars. Two fat ladies fell in it. One tenth the price. Who's laughing now? This guy. Every once in a while, I find a little piece of clothing.
Oh.
What are you going to do with 2,000 pounds of chocolate, though?
You know what I'm going to do.
Are you going to eat it?
Yeah, baby.
You're not going to break it off and sell it in an individual bar?
No, it's mine.
Wow.
You got a deal like that, you can keep it.
You have, like, PTSD chocolate after that? Like,
yeah,
you,
I
that's
think
it,
so.
Right? You're out. I'm sure people working at that factory probably already have it, but.
Yeah, that smell all the time.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Would you rather die in a vat of chocolate or in the Boston molasses flood?
Chocolate,
yeah.
Chocolate. I mean, either way, it's not great.
Molasses is way worse.
The only chocolate factory I've ever even been around is that one that makes...
Yeah, the one that's near you.
The one that's near me.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not true. You're always around my fudge factory.
Oh, my God. Sweet mother above. Holy hell. I wasn't ready for that either.
But,
in fact, I like, think I just got a little...
But... I mean, I don't know if I could ever get sick
James
of that.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa's reaction. Lisa's reaction just killed me. Yeah. I'm sorry, Lisa.
It's okay. It's like she just smelled something bad.
She's
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
She's like, he's probably telling the truth. But yeah, like, I don't know if I'd ever get sick of that place.
No,
you know,
no,
they, that place, but they don't. I don't think they have big giant vats of it. Like they have some,
yeah,
bit, you know, sort of big vats, but nothing you'd, I don't think, fall in and die.
I've been to a chocolate factory once, and I don't. I guess you would get sick of the smell. I can't imagine though. It smelled so amazing.
That's what I mean. It smelled so good to me.
I can't imagine ever getting sick of that. But I guess you're around something enough. You still would. But falling and getting stuck in a big vat of it would really kind of
turn
you against
it. I do know, though, like if I worked at that place, I'd be giant. I'd be as big as you could get.
Yeah, no.
I would be.
Oh, me too.
Yes, absolutely.
They were like, oh, we just made a fresh batch of these salted caramels.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here.
Okay.
Back away.
And be like, oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Like, throw some at me.
Yeah. Oh, to be the taste tester there?
He's the best there is.
You're supposed to spit, though, right? Not swallow.
I don't know. You know me. So just taste something, James.
And then, ptoo. You're not supposed to. That's what ice cream tasters and everything do. They just...
Yeah, they...
Yeah, no,
that'd be hard.
Yeah, there was
so
like
I got it.
Like a cookie factory or something where I grew up, and it was like a terrible smelling place.
Really?
Yeah.
Cookies?
Yeah. You wouldn't think, but it is.
What
like
did
some
it
of the
smell
other
like?
Stuff that it was like it was like too
it?
Sweet. Like sweet to the level of disgusting.
Like, where you get nauseous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was like all in the sky and air.
Yeah, that's like there was the booze plant that was near where we used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while they would do whatever process it was and you'd smell that like
wheat or
it smelled like bread was always
it was like
I didn't mind that
a
smell.
Yeast thing that would like travel through the whole city.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Michigan State Police are reminding people to beware of scammers trying to get payments in gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
This was a different story. They tried to help an old guy, and he got pissed at them.
I got a hottie on the line.
A little different.
Oh.
An elderly man refused to take the police advice. Michigan State police officials in northern Michigan, they said, of course, scams can come in many different forms and people are often victimized and they don't even realize they're being preyed upon until it's too late. This was evident when an off-duty trooper was in a store in Gaylord, Michigan, and an elderly man came in trying to buy $2,500 worth of Sephora gift cards. So the makeup store gift cards.
Yeah.
He told the cashier he had been instructed to send the Sephora gift card numbers to someone he met through Facebook Marketplace in order to buy a horse from them.
Oh, no. Never going to get
it. The trooper overheard this, and along with the cashier and the manager, they all put together quickly. It was a scam, and they tried to say, hey, hey, you can't do this. This is a scam. This is not how you should pay for things. But he got angry with them.
Because he wanted that horse so bad.
The man became furious and stormed out of the Sephora after the manager told him they would not sell him the gift cards.
You know, he just went somewhere else and bought different gift cards, right?
No, they wanted Sephora.
Oh, so it must have been Stella trying to get him.
This is already her scam.
Oh, yeah, she's already doing that. I'm like, how do you have so much Sephora?
Officials say there's no way of knowing whether he went somewhere else or online to buy the gift cards because he was sure this was a legitimate way to purchase the horse.
Yeah. Man.
The elderly man's age was not disclosed. They said, we are grateful, though, there are businesses and cashiers working in stores that try and stop these customers from being victimized. No matter how uncomfortable the conversation may be, it is a conversation worth having. That is the first one we've heard of where the old person just got pissed off.
Yeah, but listen, we have talked to a lot of, we have watched things where people are confronted and like, hey, dad, that girl's not real. Like that person's, and they're like, shut up. Yes, they are. It's been 2 years. I've never met them and I've never talked to them, but they're real. Like you just, your brain wants the thing to be real so bad. And this guy just wanted that horse. I guess it's an incredible price for a horse.
$2,500 I guess.
I think like a horse is normally like
a lot more expensive.
Well, yeah.
It's over 10 grand, right?
Yeah, like $5,000-$10,000.
Depending on the kind of horse.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the trick, right? They make you think, oh, you're going to get something for what is like half off as long as you go and get all those gift cards, which is the dead giveaway.
But I guess you don't, I don't know. I'd never expect if it was like at a store and you're like, sir, you can't do this. It's a scam. That they'd be like, get you.
No.
You know?
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't think that.
They'd be like, oh, really, son?
Yeah. It's like, how is it a scam?
Right. Once you explain it to them, you think they would understand.
Right.
Not be pissed off and storm out.
Mm. I think he went right to the next Sephora and they just gave him all
those.
I'm not
sure how many Sephoras are in
Gaylord, Michigan. I don't know either.
You got to drive. Just the one.
Yeah, we're going to have to drive.
Just one, I would assume.
Probably quite a long drive to the next Sephora.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very, he gave up.
To me, a very odd request of a gift card.
Yes.
Sephora.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Very specific. Like, I would be like, go get me a Visa gift card or whatever.
Right, that you can use on anything.
On anything.
I don't even know what they do. Do they buy a bunch of stuff from Sephora and then sell it online?
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah. Easy to sell.
Again, that seems like a lot of work.
It's work. It's not,
Visa. Maybe they can easier, the Visa gift cards are easier to track or something.
Maybe.
You know, or just clamp down on, but Sephora, maybe a little more loosey-goosey with the whole gift card process. We're off to California next, where a man named Marco Chavez went out for a bike ride on Sunday afternoon, and things got a little wild when a zebra started chasing him in California.
What?
He said, I was like, what the heck is a zebra doing here? He said, the zebra started running at me. It looked like air was coming out of its nostrils. So I started pedaling super fast, but then the zebra slipped and fell. He said it was his only lucky break because he was able to get away.
Wow.
Unclear what happened to the zebra. Some locals said there is a zebra that lives at a nearby ranch, and its name is Maynard.
Hmm.
In any event, this is not the first zebra sighting in the area.
What the hell?
There have been numerous other reports in recent weeks, according to posts online.
If you saw a zebra somewhere, you would think, what?
I don't
hallucinating.
Know.
I would be like, oh.
Did I get slipped a drug?
Someone did something.
Why is there a zebra named Maynard around?
Maynard!
A zebra named Maynard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a unit. That's right out of that's like a zebra to them.
Weirder stuff. Yeah.
You would assume that. All yeah. right. Zebra named Maynard.
Sure. Just be like, I still gotta go take a jog today. Or whatever,
you know. Finish this walk.
Just a zebra.
Yeah, so there's other people that have encountered this. Look, there's pictures.
Yeah.
Whether it's the same one or different ones.
Great looking zebra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. Stella would be thrilled to be just driving and see an actual zebra. Now, I thought this was going to be a painted horse.
No, it's an actual zebra.
Yeah, but it's an actual.
No, this is definitely an actual zebra.
Yeah.
Are they angry? I've never really
That's
heard
what
of
I, what are they
zebra
do?
They're attacks.
Prey animals, aren't they? Like, they
Have
don't
you heard of this? They can get aggressive, actually, for some reason. I watched, like, a zookeeper show or something.
Zebra attacks human.
Oh, wow, this is how I'm going to die, she said.
Yeah, it is.
Here we go. This is a story of a woman attacked by a zebra from NBC News.
It was supposed to be a fun Tuesday afternoon. Michaela Napier was going with her friend, boyfriend, and his daughter to look at the zebra off Old Brookhaven Farm Road.
I've seen a lot of people go and pet the zebra and feed the animals and take pictures with them.
The zebra and other animals are behind a fence on private property. When they arrived, she said another family was there. She said at first she pet the zebra and it nipped at her, so she stopped. Then she said she held her boyfriend's daughter to pose for a picture, she says about 5 feet away from the fence.
I probably left about a space about this big between me and the zebra. And I had gotten position and I was smiling for the picture and I just felt, can't really describe it, but almost like being just a huge impact on my back. And it latched onto me and it picked me up and slammed me down.
What?
And picked me up and slammed me down and picked me up and slammed me down. And the only thing that I could think of was, this is how I'm going to die. I really thought that it was going to kill me.
She said her friend punched the zebra in the nose, and that's how it stopped. They called 911. Napier said she spent 7 hours at UT Medical Center. She didn't get stitches, but she got a tetanus shot and antibiotics and has to wear gauze. She said when she returned on Wednesday, a new sign had been put up saying to not feed or pet the animals. The owner of the zebra could not be reached for comment on Thursday. Napier thinks it could have been worse.
Thank God it was me, not that little girl. It would have jerked her over. She's 30 pounds. I'm 130.
Zebra was mad.
Oh, yeah. Well, selfies all day long. Selfies all day long. Scratching me. No food. No one's got food. Yeah, I didn't realize they were an angry bunch. I thought they would just be chill.
No, I guess they
can. I guess horses aren't really chill all the time either.
Zebra attacks hyenas. Zebra attacks zoo worker in front of horrified tourists.
Yes, this is what I'm after.
Oh my God.
Oh,
they
dead.
Do drag you.
Yep. Oh, it's got his arm.
Got, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Boy. That's it.
Oh, hell no. Oh, that's say goodbye to goodnight arm.
Please, help me. Oh, help me, God. Man with stick. Help. You're too slow.
Man with stick is too
the
slow.
The attack lasted 2 minutes. That is like a minute and 49 seconds too long.
Minor injuries. Maybe minor and wherever this is.
Did he just have his shirt or did he have his...
It looked like he had his hand.
Like almost at the wrist or something.
Wow. We're learning something about zebras. I did see... I think it was like a lion had a zebra the other day on TikTok and the zebra actually beat the crap out of the lion. Like it... The lion twisted it and ended up on the bottom, and then the zebra's like, oh, okay, you're on the bottom. Now I'm going to kick the living crap out of you.
Zebra attacked a zookeeper at the National Zoo. Zookeeper recalls battle for his life.
Yeah, they're...
Today marks 1 year since a zebra attacked a zookeeper at the National Zoo.
They mark it every year they talk about it.
Well, today that zookeeper got a chance to say thank you to the doctors who saved his life. Suzanne Kennedy has the story.
Is he the same?
I'm going to cry.
It's hard to believe that a year ago today, Wayne Milner nearly lost his life.
Well, I'm thrilled to see you. You look wonderful.
Thank you.
This is the 850-pound animal that nearly killed Milner last November at the National Zoo. The 26-year zookeeper forgot to properly close a gate, and the zebra came after him.
Surprise.
The first inkling I had of anything being wrong was he bit my ear off. And I think then the adrenaline kicked in, and I knew I was in for the fight of my life.
He went right for his head.
So we had a good fight.
The attack lasted 5 minutes. Another zookeeper helped by throwing food to distract the aggressive animal. Despite the serious nature of his injuries, Milner doesn't blame the zebra named Gamu.
He was just trying to play. I was in his area, and I shouldn't have been there. You know, it just...
Play?
I mean, I don't know that there was any intent on his part to hurt me, but...
Bite an ear off?
Bit your ear off, dude.
To me, that's not play.
Maybe horses josh around a little bit.
They don't know.
Tougher.
Yeah.
And their ears don't
fall aggressive off. Joshing.
Oh yeah, it is.
Ripping off ears.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so this guy on the bike, I guess, is lucky he got away from that zebra on the run in California.
Yeah. No, he is.
Yeah, they're vicious.
Could have been bad.
I wouldn't have thought that for a second.
No,
not
I just
would have
really...
wanted to go up and pet it, but I think...
I would never.
No. Like just a random roadside Tennessee zebra?
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm not touching it.
When you put it that way.
Not touching it.
Random Tennessee roadside zebra.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Nothing beats good sex, and they say this humble blanket can improve matters between the sheets in a number of ways. People are all of a sudden buying sex blankets like they're going out of style.
What do they have to offer these blankets?
They are said to take away the worry of having to clean up messes after you do the deed.
What?
Sex blankets.
Like you throw it down like it's a dog blanket
kind
and then
of.
You do it on it?
Yeah, there.
Oh, man.
It's a little
oh boy.
Picture of
good
it.
Good gracious.
That's a lady
my
giving her guy a massage.
Showing that off. Huh.
Yeah, we do this. we throw down these sex blankets. I straddle him.
Here's what they say. No matter who you are, well, what your sexual orientation is, what kind of sex you engage in, there's no way around experiencing some sort of fluids. With fluids may come a big mess, some of which a washing machine cannot remove. This is where our waterproof blankets come in handy. In a nutshell, a sex blanket can be used either during self-pleasure or partner play. It's used to make sure you keep your sheets and other surfaces clean. They say it's a great thing to have in your sexual toolkit because they can take the stress out of making a mess during sex. It's also more hygienic, especially those who don't wash their bed sheets after having sex.
If you don't wash your bed,
there could be semen, lube, oil, sweat, or fecal matter left on the sheets.
My God.
That could become a growing spot for bacteria. And if you use one of their sex blankets, it'll limit the need to do that.
If you're like sleeping in fecal matter, though, you're not buying a protective blanket. It's not top of mind, you know?
The square ones, there's round ones.
Yeah, now your sex blanket is just going to do all the gross stuff your sheets are doing.
Well, yeah, but then you just take that off and wash it, right?
Sure.
That's what they're saying.
Well, I don't know if people would wash it, though.
I feel like they do.
Why would I wash a sex blanket? It keeps my sheets clean.
Someone said, I bought a sex blanket a few months ago. I absolutely love it. It's the perfect size, very soft, and it works. I am multi-orgasmic, and I... Wow.
Uh-huh, we know what happens there.
Rhymes with rum puddles. I rum puddles.
Oh, my.
The bed never gets wet, and let me tell you, it's so nice to toss the blanket aside when we're done and cuddle up instead of having to strip the bed. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if
there was puddles and stuff. I mean, I guess. Any kind of puddles.
Puddles and stuff is not the name of the store I want to shop at.
Well, yeah. Some people do the puddles, so.
Mm-hmm. They say if you're a squirter or you're experimenting with food kinks or using oil, lube, or massage candles, this sex blanket is a lifesaver. It's also good for anal and period sex.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, gracious.
You almost
just
have Lisa sold on it.
Reading the full review here. Yeah. Thanks,
my,
Dave.
Oh my. So helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey, I get it. It's, you know, throw something down.
I don't think it's still, I think if you were wild. Into, like, the golden stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think
I think it's enough. I think
you
it would.
Think?
I think it might contain it.
Come on.
I mean, I don't, depending on how much.
Oh, yeah, they have special stuff for that, don't they?
I think so.
I think you'd need, like, full plastic sheets or something.
Oh, I would.
Right, I just wouldn't trust a wee blanket.
I would advise a full plastic setup. Some kind of pool.
Sex blankets.
Break out the pool.
Look them up. If you want them.
If you ever go into someone's room and they have one of those little blue pools in there, you know. You know.
Who has a blue pool in their bedroom?
Somebody in the golden showers.
Yep.
I assume I'd never see their bedroom.
I hope not. I hope you don't one day.
If I went into someone's house and they have a kiddie pool in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I gotta go.
I'm gonna invite Dave over to my house now and just put a pool
just
in
have
there.
One.
Stay out of there, Dave. That's the golden zone.
Oh, he went in.
It's the golden zone, Dave. You don't want to. Don't put your feet in that kiddie pool, Dave.
Yeah.
It's not good.
This guy said, I'm a gay fella.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using a sex blanket for a while now. Much better, especially when you're dealing with lube and backdoor stuff. It's a lifesaver.
I guess.
Something to think of.
Yeah, there's a lot more. I'm thinking of a lot more stuff than I probably needed to after that description that you gave. Of all the times you'd need it.
Did you see the DIY suggestion somebody texted in about puppy pee pads? Just use puppy pee pads
that,
and towel.
A couple of people have texted that. That's what they put down, puppy pads.
Mm. All right, baby, you ready to get it on? Put out those puppy pads. Bend over.
Oh, man.
God.
The blanket is a little bit nicer.
Right.
Yeah, it's much nicer. It's
I guess you could nicer. Even lay out down just some adult diapers underneath.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Maybe oh break out the depends.
The sound.
Spread oh across God. The bed. How romantic.
Yeah. Jump smell on my pile.
The smell of adult diapers.
Oh, God.
Really
you probably
on.
Still have some in there. From the day you guys
I don't know if they're there or if James has them in his little trunk.
The,
he's
the
got a
day
trunk in
we
there.
Put James through the diarrhea challenge with those gummies that...
Yes. There they are. There
oh,
they
there
are.
Yep. There we go.
Yep.
Extra large underwear for men.
Yep. Worth every penny.
I'm okay. Thanks. A clown fanatic has admitted he gets plenty of female attention because of his body mods. But the problem is people don't take him seriously.
He's a clown with body
this
mods?
This guy's terrifying to me. Imagine an alternative body mod clown. Well, you don't have to imagine. I'll show you.
Jesus. Oh, no, Dave. That's the clown.
That is something straight out of my nightmare.
If that clown shows up to anything Dave's at.
Good night, nurse. I'm done. I'm
oh,
done.
No, it makes me laugh.
Richie that's Esposito ridiculous. First donned a clown outfit as a young kid, and his fascination became an obsession. As he modified his body with implants and face tattoos in the hope of mimicking his idol. So he's got a forever clown nose.
Yeah, he does. And like a Joker smile.
Yes, he got it all tattooed on his face. Now known as Richie the Barber, he has appeared on America's Got Talent. But he recently said that women are often attracted to him as a fetish. But none of them want to stick around.
He was on America's Got Talent. What did he?
I don't
do there.
Is I
there
have video no idea. What's his name?
Richie the Barber is what he. Yeah.
Oh, he comes right up.
America's Got Talent. This is his full audition.
Well, he looks a lot different than I thought, though. There.
Totally different.
Your side buddy.
deciding to become a clown.
When I was 10 years old, my grandfather took me to the circus, and I saw a clown, and he turned around, and he's all, shh, don't be scared. You want to learn how to juggle? So then he pulls out all these scarves, and then he makes them float in the air. And he told me, anytime you're sad, juggle. Anytime you're happy, juggle. He inspired me so much. I went home, and I got on my mom's makeup, and I started painting my face.
Oh, this guy is a nightmare. Whatever. He's a nightmare.
They had to not let him, though. Right? He wasn't good enough. He didn't have enough talent.
I'm surprised they didn't X him out when he rolled out on his unicycle.
Let's see here. How about
that? Let's do it!
Everybody buzzed him but hard.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Yeah, so he didn't.
He's gone.
He didn't get through. Thank God. He said, I realize I'm a fetish and it kind of sucks. Like, damn, I just don't want to be a fetish. I want love, too. I'll hook up with a chick and I'm like, that was awesome. And then they'll never call me again.
Well, he's tough to bring home.
He says that he's happy with the reaction he gets from strangers because of his extreme looks. He says, I love it. It's like a present. I'm walking around the street and people are like, what? He said, I embrace it, though, because if I don't embrace it, it'll be like, eh, I'm in a living hell. But he did it to himself.
I know. You did it to yourself.
Jesus, when he grows a beard, he's terrifying.
He looks like he's in better shape now than he was on that show. I thought he was a little pudgy.
He's less scary on the TV show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was. But I don't know. I mean, just clown stuff. Like, you're just juggling. Like, I'm always impressed when I see someone juggling, but then I only want to watch someone juggle for so long.
But
you
here's
know?
The thing.
Oh, no.
He could never take... He can't take the makeup off,
so he
off,
is a
right?
barber.
Yeah, he's an actual barber. That's his full-time gig. But he can't take it off. Wow, he's juggling dongers in this one.
Yeah, my kind of clown.
Yeah. He's definitely James kind of clown.
Oh, he's totally James kind of clown. And he, you know, used to be kind of normal hipster looking until he went full clown.
Yeah, he went full clown face.
Tattoo.
I don't know when that was, but...
Man, he went all in, and I don't think it's paying off.
Oh, I know Steve-O, though. Mm-hmm.
Steve-O went to get his haircut by him.
We're learning all about this clown.
Yeah, we really are.
His whole history and his whole biography.
Wow, that's him.
Oh, there he was.
The before and after.
The making of whatever his name is. Richie.
Richie Esposito.
Yeah.
Richie the clown.
The body mod clown.
You really, like, go all in when you do your put your career on your face.
Yeah.
You know, you really hope that that's all you want to do.
I guess he's... appeared nude before because he's got his dick is tattooed too.
Okay.
There you go. More than you ever need to know about this body mod clown.
Yeah. He's got like a juggling pin tattooed on his wiener.
I'm not sure what a clown gets tattooed on their dong. Is it like a squirting flower?
Or is it just
a little
clown face?
No. Terrifying. People have been baffled after a sex robot made by a U.S. company has been given a Scottish accent.
Good accent.
Yeah, it's not the most sexual.
I don't think it's the most sexual accent you could give. I would not want my sex bot.
Is it a female?
Yeah.
Female.
Do you have the future human-robot relationship?
I feel like it's just her
I'm
voice.
I'd love to see humans working side by side with robots. We're robots like me. We'd perform tasks that could allow people to spend more time doing what they like and with the ones they love.
Look at that sexual freak mind who has designed this.
Will the future of sex robots include more sensuality in its technology? For example, utilizing the senses of taste and smell? And if so, what sensual experience would you like to experience?
Jesus.
Let me just punch
such a creep.
Yes.
Yep.
And this is already happening as we speak. In the future. Your companion robot will know and sense you and your body so well that they will know exactly where and when to touch you for pleasure. I personally would like to have the ability to feel the human touch.
That's just... You have to understand...
Creepy presentation there.
That thing has no thoughts at all. So any of those thoughts put in there was that creepy guy behind...
Right.
He was like pre-programmed in to be like, you're going to desire the human touch.
Matt McMullen of Realbotics. He's the CEO. He's the guy seen in the video here. Now, the video's racked up like 2 million views.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's...
They say in the not-too-distant future, you could cuddle up to your cyber sex goddess and then program really whatever accent you like.
Yeah.
But this one known as Harmony, and they've given her a Scottish accent straight out of the gate.
Yeah, like
he spends a lot of time
in the lab, man. Right?
In the lab.
You know, he's working on this.
He's already banged all those robots.
Oh, man, those parts are used. Those parts are used.
Come on. Someone has to test drive it, I guess.
If you ever have seen the movie Ex Machina or whatever, that's like the most robotic looking yet sexual,
like, depiction of like a sex bot?
Of like a robot. But like, you know, like in a lot of movies it just looks exactly like a girl, but in that movie, like, you can tell it's a robot, but yet in a weird way it's still like attractive, you know? Like, it's very interesting how they did that movie.
Big old jugs on this one.
Yeah, he's boxed those things like a couple speed bags.
Yeah, you'd never want to see the behind the scenes footage from Realbotics, right? It would be probably pretty terrifying to watch, because you need to get the BJ mouth right. You need to get the...
Oh, I bet he gets it all right. Yep. I bet he's figuring it all out.
Lots of got to work overtime tonight, babe. Almost perfected BJ's.
Oh, he's not with anyone.
Well, no, I think he's saying to her.
Oh, he was talking to her. Oh, I thought he was calling home.
No, I mean, like, he's talking home to her.
You can't date someone that builds sex robots, can you, Lise? I mean, like, that's when that's a man's life work.
No.
I understand being into AI and all that stuff. And I know whoever figures this out is going to be the richest man in the world.
So rich.
Be the richest man in the world.
But who would be richer, the person who perfects the sex robot or the person who perfects penis enlargement? Who would be richer?
Penis enlargement.
Penis
enlargement.
Because more people would want that than they would want a sex robot.
Yeah, yeah. But he'll be right around the corner from that.
Yeah, for sure. Coming up, idiot criminals of the day. What's the stupid move these people made after stealing a van? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Off to Minneapolis for this one. This is something that just came up on the show the other day. The fact that you can have your phone set to not have a password.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You cannot have to unlock it. It's always ready to go.
Yeah.
Don't do that if you're a criminal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
A bungling thief in Minneapolis left his passcode-free cell phone behind in a stolen van.
Let's check out these contacts.
Here's the story of what happened now from WCCO-TV.
Neighborhood of Minneapolis. Our Aaron Hassansada shows us how it all unfolded.
It happened when Crystal and Hamza were sound asleep.
They rode up on a bike.
Their van, also asleep, parked in front of their house until someone showed up to steal it just after midnight. Crystal says it was a clunky operation from the start.
You could see he left and came back like a few times.
It took them nearly an hour, she thinks, to hotwire the car. Watch them as they slowly back away.
He could only get it to go in reverse.
But there were a few problems with the crime. The first one being, this is the van. Not exactly discreet, which is how this happened.
Like, three blocks ahead of where I was, I saw it drive across the street.
Just hours after it was stolen from 46th and Portland, Crystal spotted the van here, chased it down an alley, and confronted the driver.
And I was like, that's my van. And then he took off.
He finally ditched the van here at 38th and 11th.
The dash was completely ripped off.
Tons of equipment for her husband's carpet cleaning business, gone. The van, likely totaled. But there was also a laughable discovery.
I look, and I'm like, there's a cell phone in here.
And, of course,
it didn't have a passcode, it just said hold down to unlock. So I'm like, okay.
And when she unlocked it?
And he was still logged into his Facebook Messenger.
Oh my God.
It had text messages where he was sending picture of the equipment to try and sell it to people.
A clunky crime with a sliver of humor and a good head start for investigators. In Minneapolis, Aaron Hassanzadeh, WCCO 4 News.
That's crazy thing. It'd be a crazy thing to work in a pawn shop and some cracked out dude comes in with just a bunch of carpet cleaning equipment. Like, you're like, yeah, I bet you came upon that legitimately.
Yeah. They must know the right one to go to, though. Or the guy's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take whatever you
carpet
got.
Carpet equipment.
Take whatever you got. But don't be that dumb. Put a passcode on your phone.
What kind of van do you not know how to get out of reverse?
It's just a regular van.
That's how I think you know the guy was fully cracked out.
If he's dumb, so dumb he can't remember a 4-digit passcode.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're right. Super dumb. Yeah, super right. Duper dumb.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.